Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Orchard Music Mind Radio, your airwaves destination for musical collaboration and innovation.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, everybody. This is Curtis Flow 100. Live on Orchard Music Mind Radio. I want to thank you for joining the show tonight. All right, thanks for joining us here on the show. This is Orchard Music Mind Radio. It is February 17th. It's 11:03 p.m. And the weather report is brr, it's freaking cold out there. All right, so if you're just joining us on the show, this is part two, actually, in our series of Finding Your Right Tone, Popular Gear for Developing Your Tone Style. And if you're an electric guitar player like myself, hopefully you'll enjoy this segment of this series of our series. Yeah, so we have a lot to talk about tonight. I have a lot of gear to get to and tell you all about. And you know, like a lot of guitarists, I really enjoy plugging a fine guitar straight into a smoking tube amp and playing my heart out. There's often a connectedness there that, in the absolute minimum of signal loss between pickups and preamp tube, that represents the purest sonic state of the rig in question and makes the guitar a more expressive instrument in the process. Or at least I tell myself there is. It's pretty cool when you can do it. Problem is, such a setup just isn't practical for every playing situation. In many cases, jacking straight in might even be detrimental to your performance and even your overall tone. I'm an analog guy, but I'd admit that analog's distortions, speed variations, and noise hiss makes it less by-the-numbers accurate. But digital sound can be cold, hard, and uninviting. So, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, analog versus digital effects, and hopefully you can join the discussion with us here tonight by calling our guest dial-in number at 347-850-1400, and we're going to start the night out by, like I said, talking about analog and digital effects. Now, all the effects that were created up to the early 1980s were based on analog circuitry. That is, they operated by directly modifying an actual sound signal. Starting in the 80s, the digital revolution invaded the realm of guitar and bass effects with digital signal processing. Digital effects convert the instrument's output to a digital bit stream that is then modified by digital circuitry before being translated back to analog sound signal for output. First, the first digital effects were all modeled on existing effects, but devices that followed, such as pitch shifting effects, delays, and harmonizers, only became practical with the advent of digital signal manipulation. Let me see here. I think maybe. What the hell is going on here? Oh, I am having some computer problems tonight. Oh, fungal. Here we go. Okay, I think. Oops, there we go. I apologize. I'm having some computer difficulties tonight. The Blog Talk Radio didn't connect me till the very last 2 seconds before the broadcast. But we're making our way through. So anyway, like I was saying, while many players revere the original analog effects boxes and their modern reissues, the majority of effects on the market today have digital circuitry. Don't let that be a deterrent, though. Digital effects are so advanced now that many of them can only be distinguished by from analog effects by certain tone geeks. Professionals at all levels use digital effects. There are advantages to both analog and digital stomps, and either can be the right option depending on the player and the music. Now, we're going to be talking about a plethora of those different types of boxes, and I'm going to be telling you about some of the most hyped pedals on the market for 2015. For instance, some of those boxes may be the Digitech Trio, which provides, it's a band in a box, and offers songwriters instantaneous accompaniment, and it has a projected price of about $179. It has controls for genre, style, and tempo, and you can also adjust separate volume levels for drums and bass in order to flesh out your newest compositions for recording or solo rehearsals. That's just one example, and I wanted to talk a lot about, for instance, modeling. Starting in the early 90s, music gear manufacturers began developing digital effects models that aimed to recreate the sounds generated by classical effects, instruments, and vintage amplifiers. And this technology quickly expanded to include models of revered amplifier heads, speaker cabinets, microphones, and even specific microphone placements. Many amps and multi-effects units today incorporate a wide range of models, often grouped into categories such as stomp boxes or amps or mics. And over the last decade, Line 6, one of the leaders in this field, has even created guitars and basses that contain modeled sounds of famous vintage instruments. For instance, let's talk a little bit about EQ effects. EQ, or equalization effects, work by boosting or cutting specified frequency bands within the sound signal. From treble or high-end sounds, such as the sizzling sounds of a riveted cymbal, to low-end sources, such as the thump of a bass drum or bass guitar, EQ effects don't change the pitch, but rather alter the timbre or quality of sound. Depending on the application, EQ control can be quite precise or very simple. And most guitars and basses have one or more tone knobs, which offer a simple form of EQ control. Using these tone knobs adds or cuts the treble frequencies of the instrument signal. And most guitar and bass amps also have some tone control available, usually in the form of a three-band EQ section, allowing you to control bass, mid, and treble frequencies with independent knobs. These knobs boost or cut frequencies when you turn them up or down. Some amps and effects offer more precise control of equalization, as we'll see. Let's get into effects pedals, though. The Stones, for instance, Satisfaction, The Beatles, Taxman, Jimi Hendrix's Star Spangled Banner, and Purple Haze. These classic songs, plus thousands more, owe a huge debt to a little gadget called the Stomp Box. Stomp boxes are fuzz boxes, talk boxes, wah-wah pedals, reverb, and other add-on devices electric guitarists use to distort and sculpt their instrument sound. They're called pedals or stomp boxes because most are housed in a box that sits on the floor and have a simple foot switch to either engage or bypass a particular effect. These devices alter the sound quality or timbre of the input signal, adding a whole new dimension to sound. Now, I'm checking back here. Oh, I was hoping if you wanted to call into the show, this is Curtis Flow 100, your host on Orchard Music Mind Radio. Our call-in number is 347-850-1400. Please call in and join in discussion tonight. And I see that we have no callers at the moment, but we're going to get back into it. You know, the music your electric guitar makes has as much to do with the equipment you use as the way you play. Oftentimes, rock and roll is musically simplistic but technologically complex. By combining multiple effects pedals, a rock guitarist can make even simple conventional songs sound powerful and unique. The origin of guitar distortion goes back to the earliest electrified blues guitarists. They didn't care that their primitive tube amps were breaking up and distorting, as long as they were loud. And soon, blues guitarists grew quite fond of those nasty, gnarly, distorted tones, and they sought to replicate them by any means necessary. In the early days of electric guitars, musicians were limited to only a few effects they could use in the creation of their craft. In some cases, this meant using a clean sound and alternating that with distortion. So, the first and most obvious kind of pedal is called an overdrive or distortion pedal. This is the sound of rock. Most amplifiers already have this sound built in. However, sometimes the amp's own distortion is not all that great, especially for cheaper amps and some very old-fashioned amplifiers. They don't distort at all unless you turn them up to ear-bleeding concert volumes. Hence the purpose of the pedal. Overdrive and distortion are essentially different amounts of the same thing. The former is basically lighter and less severe than the latter. Now, there's a pedal, you know, to get that subtle warmth to all-out crunch, that would be the Boss DS1, and it serves up a precise helping of distortion that you can just dial in there. You know, another popular electric guitar effects pedal is the reverb or delay pedal. These pedals layer a guitar's natural sound to simulate either a soft ambiance or a hard echo. The reverb pedal allows you to create a sound that you would hear while playing a wide variety of locations, from small, intimate jazz clubs to full-size arenas to deep, echoey caverns. The TC Electronic Transition delay pedal houses four presets modeled on some of the company's most popular delays. Now, one famous sound that I'm sure you're aware of is the wah-wah pedal, Crybaby. It produces a voice-like sound when you move the foot rocker, and Dunlop's original Crybaby produces the wah effects you've heard on countless recordings. Next, chorus or flange pedals repeat a guitar's input signal. And we're going to talk about them a little bit and how they affect the sound of multiple guitars over the years. You can dial in a wide range of classic rock sounds. I might even recommend the Moer Elec Lady Analog Flanger. Flangers usually have a depth setting, which controls the intensity of the effect, and a rate control that adjusts the speeds of the cycles. Flanging can be a subtle effect, thickening the sound and imparting a spacey feeling. Or it can be extremely dramatic when cranked up to the point of making the original signal unrecognizable. This broad range makes a flanger a fun stomp box to experiment with. Artists like Jimmy Page use a flanger to good effect on Led Zeppelin's Nobody's Fault But Mine and Kashmir, as did Jimi Hendrix on Bold as Love. Now, the top-selling Boss CH-1 Super Chorus gets props for its clean, classic sound and stereo capabilities. Next are phasers. While phasers add swirly, otherworldly sounds, phasers, also called phase shifters, duplicate the original waveform of a guitar's output and shift one wave out of phase with the other. They blend both waves together, usually applying an oscillating circuit, resulting in the waves moving in and out of phase with each other, creating spacey whooshing effects. Using the MXR Phase 90, you can add everything from soft shimmer to jet plane whooshing sounds. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the really great pedals that are out there for 2015. For instance, the Electro Harmonic Super Pulsar. If we were awarding a blue ribbon, this eclectic piece would certainly be at the center of that conversation. It has a somewhat of a tremolo equivalent to the Deluxe Memory Man delay. And okay, we're coming in here at Facebook, and okay, we have a couple of people tuning in on Facebook, listening to the program, and we're happy to have them here. Let me type in here. There you go. All right, I'll get right back to you. Thanks for joining us on the show, both on the internet here and in your homes. We're here on the airwaves at www.blogtalkradio.com/Orchard Mind Radio. I'm sorry. This is Orchard Music Mind Radio, and I'm Curtis Flo, your host, Curtis Flo 100. I don't even know my own name. There's so much to cover in this program tonight that I'm a little jumbled this evening, so I apologize. I'm going to go pretty quickly here and just name a number of effects, pedals, and sound pedals that you may find at your local music store. And if you're here near Lansdale, Pennsylvania, go check out George's Music in North Wales. My friends George and Sean up there will be happy to take care of you. They have a full array of products from pretty much all of these manufacturers that I'm about to mention. For instance, 4MS pedals. 4MS guitar pedals offer so much control. They're easily customizable to your guitar style. Their line of effects include the Tri-Wave, the A-Toner, Noise Wash, the Tremulous, Duo Distorter, the Stereo Panure, and the Phasure. American Loopers makes a great loop box for the non-true bypass pedal. Next, we're on to, like I said, I'm going to be moving very quickly here. Analog Man makes some of the most renowned guitar effects pedals on the planet, and some of their popular pedals include the Compressor, the Bicompressor, Sunface Fuzz, Sun Lion Fuzz with the Treble Booster, the ARDX20 Dual Analog Delay, Tube Screamer Mods, Chorus and Bi-Chorus, and, you know, just a bunch more. Definitely check those out. Alesis has a couple of models out. They offer Gray Limiter Compressor Expander packages, the MIDI Verb 4, the Micro Verb 4, the Nano Compressor, and the 3630 Compressor. Great product there. Check that one out. Bonsai pedals are inspired by vintage designs, but utilize modernized technology to create some of the finest overdrive pedals on the market. The Cold Fusion Overdrive and Fireball Overdrive 2 are really well-loved and popular. The new Rising Sun 2 and array of AB boxes round out the line of Bonsai pedal effects. Some of the other highly hyped boxes for 2015 are the TC Electronic Viscous Vibe and Helix Phaser. They're priced at around $120, $129. The Viscous and the Helix offer users the familiar sounds of Pink Floyd and Robin Trower with the PC Mac I operating system editor for warping and coaxing new modulation possibilities. There's the new one from the new Splash MK3 offers studio quality reverb in the form of a compact tour unit. There are three modes to choose from, including absolutely huge sounding pad-like setting that will impress even the most ardent of Shimmer fans. That box generally runs in price at around $260. Also, the Moog Mini Fuger Chorus and Flange, available at around $190, available now in the first quarter of 2015. The luxurious MF108M Cluster Flux. If you split them in half, you get these modulating siblings in a more compact profile. The Mini Fuger series has got a cosmetic facelift this week with these royally retooled silver and black enclosures that I'm looking at here. Harnessed with classic BBD chips, expect these two effectors to provide auditory craftsmen with the same foundation sonics as Moog enthusiasts have come to expect. And yes, I am reading that. Okay, let's go down here. Right. The Source Audio Vertigo Tremolo. Source Audio Mercury Flange. The Seymour Duncan Shapeshifter. The Line 6 Firehawk FX Box. The EHX Good Vibes. Just so many pedals to talk about. You know, how about for dirt, compression, and utility? The Wampler Plexi Drive Deluxe. Post-gain stages can now be triggered independently for unearthing the optimal Marshall in a box experience. Had an initial 2006 release, and as a supplementary boost this year to make this 2015 incarnation the most versatile drive pedal yet. All right. So, oh, there's some dead air. So, the analog versus digital debate has been raging for nearly three decades, and there's still no clear winner because it's really just a matter of personal preference. And as we get down to the end of the show here, I only get a half an hour to pump all this information in. Getting down near the end of the show, and I apologize if I didn't get to all the information that I wanted to. Maybe we'll have to cover the some of the other effects pedals in another part, another show on another night. But once again, I want to thank everybody for joining us here. This is Orchard Music Mind Radio. I'm Curtis Flow 100, your host here live on the show. It's February 17th and 11:26 p.m. I've really enjoyed doing these shows for you in the past couple months, and the shows have been getting a little bit better. I had some technical difficulties from time to time, but this is something I really enjoy. This show is being brought to you and sponsored by Orchard.social and Musicians Registry. Also, we hope to see George's music come on board in the near future, and all of our friends on Facebook that are joining us online, and all of our listeners out there on the airwaves, on Blog Talk Radio, and everyone who has given us support in the past few weeks. We are Musicians Registry is posting in over 18 countries. We're meeting people from around the world, around the globe. Orchard.social is a dedicated music social network that will be launching this summer. Stay tuned. I hope you'll join us on that social network. It's for you. I made it for you. And I hope you'll be joining me and sharing all of your music dreams and aspirations on the site. So like I said, it is mid-February. It's still winter out there. God, I hate winter. And, you know, if I had a choice, I would be out there playing right now. But I don't take my equipment out in the cold weather, quite honestly. So I'm waiting for the spring to show up, and then I'll be out there with the rest of you, stomping those boxes, plugging in those pedals, and, you know, just generally getting out there. And I wanted to say one thing. You know, I wanted to mention possibly that one thing I missed and I was hoping to mention was the order of, you know, that so many pro guitarists and guitar techs recommend for your boxes, the signal chain. And that was starting with the signal conditioners, then distortion and overdrive effects, then volume or level effects, then modulation effects, then possibly pitch shifting effects, and then time-based effects. And that's a personal preference, too. So hopefully you enjoyed the show tonight. I really am thankful that you were here to join me for the show. And we'll be seeing you on the airwaves. Just so stay tuned with us. Come back next week. We'll have another show. We've had our show now posting at 11 p.m. every Tuesday night on Orchard Music Mine Radio. So just when I think we're coming to the end of the show, it seems we have a little bit more time. And I just wanted to fill with a couple more recommendations from, you know, for instance, Boomerang Musical Products. Boomerang, these phrase samplers from Boomerang are simply the industry standard for on-the-fly live use by guitarists and other musicians. They're intuitive tools that allow you to record loops and stack layers, play reverse guitar, and more. And you can even play your loops a full octave above or below the original recording, as well as fade loops in and out. Really groundbreaking. You know, and I have always used Boss Effects myself. Never been let down by them. Boss Effects pedals, great product, owned by Roland. Boss is the original mass production guitar effects company. So, you know, that's one of my recommendations. Check them out, and, you know, we'll be back on the airwaves. We'll be talking about this. You can call into the show anytime at 347-850-1400. This is Curtis Flow 100 live on Orchard Music Mine Radio, your host for musical collaboration and innovation. So, once again, thank you for joining the show. And what happened to Philly Flo? He must have fallen asleep. Well, feel free to join us next week. I don't have a topic yet for our show, but maybe it'll be why are all drummers crazy? Why do musicians put $5,000 worth of gear in a $500 car to travel 50 miles and get $50? I'm not exactly sure what the topic will be, but you can be sure that I'll be here. So thank you once again for joining the show. Curtis Flow 100, live here on Orchard Music Mind Radio.
I would like to begin with a poem in old-fashioned meter. Be good to us, and we'll be good to you. Be good to us, and we'll be good to you. Be good to us, and we'll be good to you.
And that's our show.
The ordinary man make you understand me again, German.
Get funky, get freaky.
Good night.